Welcome back to the PNTT podcast. I'm here again with Coach Hallbaker to do two more groups. This time we're doing the Hopkins group and the Scroggins group. First off, we have the one seed in the Hopkins group, Salt Lake City. What do you see about this team, Coach?
Salt Lake City, I feel like they're always there. They're always in the tournament. They're always someone that you should be scared to play against. Looking at their team last year, a couple senior starters that have graduated, Jordan Chupp and Liam Hopkins. I'm not sure what the team is named or the group's named after. Pretty, I don't know, not crazy players. They didn't do too much for them. Hopkins did more than what Chupp did, but I think they're easily replaceable. The bad news is he did bring in a 192, 198 class. So it will be interesting to see who he decides to put there. I think overall his team's a little undersized. And so he's got, two really good classes in his senior and junior class, and then two pretty average to under average classes in his sophomore and freshman classes. What do you think?
Yeah, I think this team might not have the depth of talent to compete against the best teams, but I think as long as you have Maxwell Williams, who could be a league player of the year candidate, they should definitely be able to win some games.
I agree. Yeah, I feel like Kobe is going to be who Maxwell is trying to imitate. He's going to be taking every shot. He's going to be just give me the ball and get out of the way. So we'll see how that works for him.
I wonder if he'll bump up his 3-point shooting a little bit because 41.2%, but only took 2.8 to a game or 2.8 a game. Sorry, guys, I am very tired, so I keep misspeaking.
I would try and bump that up if you could. Even his
Yeah.
field goal, I mean, he's averaging 52%. And he can shoot free throws somewhat okay, almost 80%. So it'll be interesting to see if Maxwell's able to carry the load. And I don't know what his intelligence is, but he's able to take smart shots and not force anything.
Yeah. Be interesting to see how he plays. Next up, we have Carnegie, coached by JFM. They are always a solid team. They graduate the 5786 class and bring in the 6956 class. Anything stands out to you about them?
Yeah, so he's losing his point guard and his power forward. Samuel Nice was the point guard, averaged 7.5 assists, but he was also averaging about 4 turnovers a game. So that's a lot of assists to try and replace, but I think the 4 turnovers a game is really hurting him. But looking at the freshman class to help replace that, he's got a lot of 6'6", 6'7" guys. So I don't know if he's going to have an oversized point guard or if Xavier Burton's gonna hop in there at point guard, but I'm curious to see what he's gonna do about that.
Yeah, I would definitely put Johnson at point guard. That's what I would try first. We'll see what he knows the attributes and knows more about his other players. So we'll see what he does. Ready for the
You're
next team?
putting
Or
who are you
sorry,
putting at point
sorry.
guard?
Ryan Johnson, the freshman. I would put him at
Ryan
point guard.
Johnson. Ah, there you go. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. That makes
But
sense. He did well in high school, can rebound, can pass the ball, low turnovers, and can score, obviously. So you got a
yeah.
nice freshman there.
Another thing that stands out to me is the blocks of his center. It's 5.2. That's a lot of blocks that he had last year. That's per 30 also.
Yeah, that is insane. His power forward that graduated was averaging 2.5 blocks, so definitely a good defensively down low to replace with Reeves being gone too.
Yeah. All right. Next up, we have Hershey. Coached by Andrew Luck. They're also a team that's historically solid, and they graduate the 4266 class and bring in the 3971 class.
Yeah, it's interesting that his senior class was his best class, but he didn't have any starters, any senior starters, that is. Oh, one, I'm sorry, James
His point guard.
Leals snuck in there. I was
It
going to say, something's off here. There's no way that his best class
was.
didn't have any starters, but I thought it was a sophomore. But James Leal, yeah, averaged 20 hat 25 a game. So that's a lot to replace his best player. But that junior class, he started all three of them. Not a ton of production, so we'll see if they can step it up this year. What do you think about the freshman you brought in?
Yeah, I think none of these freshmen strike me as stars, but all around players. And I think There definitely would be a chance for at least two and probably all three of them to get a shot at starting.
Agreed.
They'll probably have to try some things in scrimmages, see who plays well where, but that
Yep.
definitely have a big impact on his team. Maybe not, no one's going to have as big of an impact as Leo did, but maybe together they can combine to help the team get better.
Yep, I agree.
The last team in this group is Athens, and they graduated the 210 196 class and bring in the 187 187. So slight improvement there, but still probably not the class they were hoping for.
Yeah. Again, probably like as you mentioned, the class improvement was not there dramatically, but this team has made the NTT the past 3 years. They've been able to manage through pretty average recruiting classes. I'm excited to see if Samuel Dishman can continue to score a little bit more. He's gonna have to pick up some points with Anthony Perry being gone. Looking at some of the freshmen that he brought in, Cody Jefferson. And then you've got Ian Gingles. I don't know how you say that. It's an interesting name. And then Elijah Torrey. Be curious to see if Cody Jefferson can maintain what he was doing in high school and be that scorer to complement Dishman.
Yeah, another team that's a little bit undersized, but they do have some talent. A couple of players that can score. Should be trying to see if they can pull off an upset or two.
Yeah.
What team in this group would you take?
This is interesting because in the first two groups we looked at, it was pretty cut and clear who we felt was going to be able to move forward. But in this group, I think it's between Carnegie and Salt Lake. And I'm going to go bold. I'm going to say Carnegie. I think what they've lost from last year is minimal compared to what Salt Lake's going to have to deal with. And I think they're going to be able to pull off the upset and get it done. How about you?
I think Salt Lake City will pull it off. I think early in the season, having an established star like Williams can help offset some of the figuring out lineups that other teams will have to do. And I think Williams will definitely be able to take a lot of the load off of other guys and carry them to some wins.
That does help, and he's got the experience as well. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if how that matchup shakes out.
Moving on to the Scroggins group, we have the one seed Dearborn, who I believe they won the NTT. Yeah, they won the NTT 2 seasons ago. So they have some talented players on this roster for sure. They graduate the 1-2 class and bring in the 128, 145. So big drop off there. Where do you
Big drop
see
off
them?
there.
How
Yeah,
do you see
big
them filling
drop
those
off.
holes?
But you still have Jonathan Williams. You still have Brandon McGowan. You lose, obviously, Scroggins, which is the name of this group. But I do think, with Williams and McGowan there and Jesus Hill, I think you've got enough to still make a run, to still do some things. It's going to be challenging, right? Bringing in a 128, 145 class, but we'll see how these freshmen play size-wise. He's got John Wolfe at 6'11", Colby Smith at 6'8", and Jonathan Brown at 6'3". So a nice wide range of size that he can plug and play, guys.
Yeah, I would guess he put Wolf at center and maybe moves Gage Rains off the bench to power forward, and then at point guard, maybe he moves McGowan to point guard, or maybe he bumps Coley up to point guard. I don't know, he'll have some options. It's always tough when you're replacing three starters, but
Yeah, it is. He's got options though, which is good. It's nice to have that. And again, he's a good coach. He'll be able to figure it out. I'm excited to see what happens in this group.
yeah, he has a star in Jonathan Williams too, so he can
Yeah,
help
that's
carry the
similar
load.
to
Like,
the correct, similar to Salt Lake.
and then next team is the Shreveport Paper Shredders. They're ranked 47, graduated the 6393 class, and bring in the 84132. Anything that stands out to you about this team?
Size-wise, they're very interesting. He was playing, guys, Michael Gibney at power forward last year. Well,
No.
actually, no. He was small forward, a shooting guard. His power forward was 6'8". His center was Holford. I'm sorry, but even looking at it now, there's not a ton of size on the teams. We got a couple 6'8" guys and a 6'10", but it'll be interesting to see how he lines us up. Most of his guys are that 6'4", 6'5", to 6'6" range. So I'm curious to see size wise how it's going to work out.
Yeah, he did graduate one of his better classes, but he only loses one starter, and it was his worst starter at that too. So, although per 30, he's a little better, but still was not a great player for this team last year, Thomas Pacesettis. And he brings in some options for someone who could replace Pace at point guard. So they'll definitely be
Yeah,
undersized, but I think they'll have some talent.
I think Prater is a natural fit to slide in there. He only played 3 games last year for some reason. I don't know if that's right or not, but he was averaging 12.5 assists, which is insane. So we'll see if he's able to have a more sustained success over more games and do well.
Yeah. That's weird. Why did he only play 3 games last year? No.
I don't understand that. I mean, obviously Daniel Shaw, he moved to NA. So it's
Makes you wonder if Coach Craig didn't check his team until midway through the season or something, but.
I mean, yeah, it's weird. He's been good the last 5 years. He's 83 and 37.
Yeah.
Made the PTT the past 3 years, unfortunately, but still good record, 16 and 8, 17 and 7. So I don't know what he was doing, but if you look at Prater's high school stats, I mean, he can pass. He's averaging 6.5 assists, 5 rebounds.
Nice shooting guard
So
too, so that usually
yeah,
doubles about, so that would be.
he can definitely pass. I think that's a natural fit, but we'll see what he does.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see where he moves people around, what he does to fill those holes, but
Yes,
I
agreed.
think this could be a sleeper team maybe. Up next we have Carbondale, the Eclipse, coached by Coach Dizzy Dell. They are ranked 43, graduated the 17-21 class, and had a big drop off, brought in the 190-203 class. So, how do you think they'll be
I'm
able
wondering if that might not be good for him. I
to?
think he's done well at recruiting, but unfortunately has made the PTT for the last 5 years. So maybe the rankings aren't as truthful as he would like, but I think a lot of his guys, again, there's not a ton of diversity as far as size wise goes. So he might be recruiting well, but might be recruiting the same type of player. No, losing Noah Black is going to hurt. That guy was averaging 23.5 last year, but he still has Davis Howard. He still has Taylor Young. And so the scoring should still be there. It'll be interesting to see if anyone from his bench or freshman class can help fill the void, though, that Black is leaving.
Yeah. I would definitely expect Howard to take some more shots a game with that 54.7 field goal percentage he had last year. But I think you could look at Williams as someone who could maybe step in at shooting guard, or maybe someone off the bench like Marchand. He definitely has some options, and he, as good as that class ranking was, he did only lose one starter.
But underrated team, I think there's definitely potential here.
Yeah. All right. Up next, Little Rock, who is the big underdog in this conference or in this group at 209. They graduated their best class, 54-57, and brought in the 233-212 class. So definitely a
Yeah.
slight drop off in talent as compared to some of the other teams.
Slight drop off in talent, losing your best player in Juan Lewis, along with Trevor Awney, both good guys who kind of led the charge last year. So, as we've kind of said with the other teams, how do you replace some of your seniors that have been productive? And I look at Nathaniel Jimenez. He was averaging 15 points a game last year. He's going to have to be probably shooting a little bit more. True shot at 53.6. So he can be efficient when need be, especially from three at 46.5. I'd like to get more shots there. But Yeah, it'll be interesting to see who's going to be able to step up after losing two of your big players.
Yeah, I think this class might be a little underrated. Looking at McIntosh, looks like a solid player who could step right in at point guard and be a very good player for them. Could maybe even be better than Juan Lewis was last year. But they are going to have some difficulty with replacing Trevor Oney at center.
Yeah, I think Esteban Clinch could be a good backup point guard. He can pass and doesn't shoot a ton, but can score the ball a little bit too. So nice freshman duo with McIntosh, and then coming right off the bench, Clinch.
And they did have a decent backup point guard already in Morrison, so maybe
Oh,
Clinch
okay.
slides into shooting guard, backup shooting guard, and they bump people down to cover some height. I don't know. Maybe
That could
they're
be.
6'9", Matthew Colbert. Can he play at all? Because they could use a little bit of height. I don't know.
That's
This team,
the fun
yeah, moving things around,
part.
figuring
Yeah.
stuff out in scrims.
Yep.
This team, I think that'll be better than their preseason ranking at 209, but I don't think they're quite as good as the three other teams in this league or in this conference or group. I'm sorry.
No, it's going to be a miracle if they're able to make some damage, but you never know, right?
Yeah. So this is an interesting group in that we have three teams who I see as being in a similar tier. Is there one of them that stands out to you as being the one you think could win it all?
My gut obviously is Dearborn, but they lost three starters last year, and that's a lot to replace. I think on the right group. Yeah, Dearborn. I think Jonathan Williams is going to be pretty hard to stop, and so that's kind of my reasoning for picking them, similar to what you picked Salt Lake for last group. But I'm going to go with Dearborn, but I definitely am torn between the other two as well.
Yeah, I think if I look at Carbondale, I think they have a shot to maybe surprise people a little bit. Their class rankings, obviously their freshman class isn't great, but their other three class rankings are pretty good. Their sophomore is really good. I wonder if maybe they could get a little more out of those guys this season than they did last year and maybe take a step forward. So I'm going to pick Carbondale, but I think Dearborn or Shreveport could win it as well, and I would expect this group to send two teams to the playoffs.
Agreed.
Any final thoughts, Coach?
No, excited for the PNTT to get kicked off here. Excited to see how wrong we are about some of these teams and predictions. And yeah, thanks for listening, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening, guys, and we will see you later this season as we play you and hopefully beat you, but we'll see. That's why we play the games. Good luck.
That's right. Take care, guys.